Good morning and welcome to our service of BCP Matins for the 12th Sunday after Trinity. Today is Sunday the 30th of August. Let's just take a moment to be still. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. I will arise and go to my Father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dearly beloved brethren, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but rather confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we might obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet we ought most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together, to render thanks for the great benefits we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are more requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins, he pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. And now the Venite. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever, world without end. Amen. Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he replied, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large land, flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hevites, and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee to Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And God said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said to God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say to them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name for ever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Our psalm this morning is number 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency, so will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honour dwelleth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Our Gospel this morning comes from Matthew chapter 16. From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem, and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and raised again on the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not come unto thee. But Jesus turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offence unto me, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but that be of men. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with the angels, and he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death, till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And so we come to the Jubilate Deo. O be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. O go your way unto his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever, world without end. Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come in glory to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. As we come to God in prayer on this, the 12th Sunday after Trinity, let us keep in mind, first of all, a sense of whatever hard task God may have called each one of us to do it in the strength that he alone will provide. Let us pray for the Diocese of Gloucester to really value rural ministry and to seek to encourage bottom-up activity at parish level rather than dominating with top-down initiatives. Let us thank God for family life, for friends and neighbours, work colleagues and those who serve us in shops and in many other ways. We need to pray for the NHS and private medical providers alike, that God may use these secular agencies to bring healing in body, mind and spirit. And for those Christians who have gone ahead of us, for their faithful and inspiring witness, and for those whose anniversaries fall at this particular time. The collects for today, the 12th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty and everlasting God, who art always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and art wont to give more than either we desire or deserve, pour down upon us the abundance of thy mercy, forgiving us those things whereof our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, but through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversary, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for the Queen's Majesty. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty, King of kings, Lord of lords, the only ruler of princes, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers upon earth, most heartily we beseech thee, with thy favour to behold our most gracious Sovereign Lady, Queen Elizabeth, and so replenish her with thy grace of the Holy Spirit, that she may always incline to do thy will and walk in thy way. Endue her plenteously with heavenly gifts, grant her in health and wealth long to live, strengthen her that she may vanquish and overcome all her enemies, and finally, after this life, she may attain everlasting joy and felicity. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for the royal family. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, we humbly beseech thee to bless Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, Charles, Prince of Wales, and all the royal family. Endue them with thy Holy Spirit, enrich them with thy heavenly grace, prosper them with all happiness, and bring them to thine everlasting kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, who alone workest great marvels, send down upon our bishops and curates and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfil now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. And now let us bless one another in the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all evermore. Amen. And now a few words of reflection about the Gospel. You may remember last Sunday's Gospel reading when Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And then the follow-up question, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter alone was granted remarkable insight and depth of faith by proclaiming, "You are Christ, Son of the living God," to which Jesus responded, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." By the way, I used to think that Jesus was promising to defend the church against all attacks. But then I read it again more recently and realised that Jesus is really calling the church to be prayerfully going on the offensive and smashing down the gates of hell wherever they may be found. In today's Gospel, we read that from that time onwards, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests and scribes, and be killed and raised again on the third day. But then we read that Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you." Peter, Jesus' friend and devoted follower, who had recently proclaimed Jesus' true identity, was trying to protect him from the suffering that he prophesied. It's a natural enough reaction, and Peter hadn't yet understood the purpose of Jesus' mission. Peter was thinking of Jerusalem as a holy city, whereas Jesus saw it as the enemy's stronghold that needed to be liberated. Jesus was going to Jerusalem in obedience to his Father's call to break down the gates of hell and establish the kingdom of God. Therefore, Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then Jesus said unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." I wonder what lessons we can draw from this. Well, firstly, that if Jesus hadn't gone to Jerusalem to suffer and die, then Peter and the rest of us would still be separated from God. Jesus alone, as the Son of God, was uniquely placed to be the sacrifice that would bridge the gap between God and the human race. Jesus, who was perfect in every way, was willing to lay down his life in order to reconcile God with the rest of creation. As the Easter hymn goes, "There was no other good enough to pay the price for sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. The second lesson we might take from this Bible passage is that sometimes temptations come from those who, like Peter and Jesus, love us and naturally want to protect us. God may have called us to do something quite risky for his kingdom, but then a friend may come along and say, "Surely God doesn't want you to face this." If so, we need to be cautious. Let me give you some examples. We have friends in Charlton Kings whose daughter has felt called to work as a nurse in South Sudan, which is still almost a war zone and has very difficult living conditions. She went, it was tough, and 2 years later she came back safely. Years ago, when China was still fiercely communistic and hostile to the Christian faith, two of my friends in Cheltenham visited South China as tourists, but their luggage contained Bibles in the local language to help the new believers. They went, God watched over them, and they came back safely. Our former vicar in Andover had retired at age 70, as I will do soon, and then he joined a Christian missionary society that sent him and his wife on a trip to Indonesia. They'd given him a very difficult challenge to preach to the underground church on the subject of preparing for martyrdom. He went, God kept him safe, and the kingdom of God was extended. Then, as now, following Jesus Christ means living by faith, which is spelt R-I-S-K. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. And now the blessing. The love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us always. Amen.